For years, the tobacco industry and public health groups have fought over whether the Food and Drug Administration should be given the authority to regulate the tobacco industry. Cigarette makers always stood together and managed to block every legislative proposal on the matter. But public health groups say that may change in this session of Congress, due in no small part to the backing of the world's largest tobacco company. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
An estimated 400,000 Americans will die from smoking-related diseases this year, and while cigarette sales have been in a slow decline, smoking-related health care costs still total some $75 billion annually. Public health groups say legislation under consideration in Congress would help reduce those costs by giving the FDA authority to regulate the tobacco industry. William Corr is executive director of the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids.
The bipartisan legislation that we are supporting would give FDA the authority to regulate tobacco products, to make them change their tobacco products to remove harmful ingredients, to prevent them from making misleading statements to consumers and making unproven health claims. Those are the key features we need to protect public health.
That legislation moved off the wish list of public health groups and came tantalizingly close to the Senate floor last fall when it was coupled with a bill to provide tobacco farmers federal aid in the form of buyouts. This led to an odd coalition of tobacco state lawmakers and public health advocates. But perhaps even more surprising was the measure's backing by the nation's largest tobacco company, Altria, whose Philip Morris subsidiary makes the country's most popular cigarette brand, Marlboro. Mark Berland, legislative counsel for Altria, says the tobacco industry needs to have clear rules like other industries.
Our food company, Kraft, for example, if they want to call cottage cheese or yogurt low-fat or light or some term such as that, there are regulations from the FDA that tell them specifically how to do that, what the percentage reductions have to be. There's no regulation in the cigarette industry, and the result is that every manufacturer is essentially in it for themselves without any guidance from the government, and we think that is not a good thing for the industry.
Yes, you heard right. That was a tobacco company executive calling for government regulation. Berland says his company decided a few years ago that stonewalling it on health issues was the wrong approach and adopted a policy of agreeing with health groups that cigarettes are dangerous and addictive. But the rest of the industry doesn't quite see it that way. Most other cigarette manufacturers continue to oppose FDA regulation and are suspicious of Philip Morris's motives. Stephen Watson is vice president of Lorillard Tobacco.
Many people have followed this issue, have dubbed the FDA proposal by Philip Morris as the Marlboro Monopoly Act, primarily because if it were to be enacted, clearly Philip Morris and its most popular brand of cigarettes, Marlboro, would be the big winner and would guarantee Marlboro a dominant share of the cigarette market in this country.
That's because FDA regulation would likely mean cigarette advertising and marketing efforts would be even more strictly curtailed than they are now, and that, rival tobacco companies fear, would lock in Philip Morris's lead in cigarette sales. Tommy Payne is a vice president of RJR Reynolds, Philip Morris's largest competitor.
If you have almost 50% market share in the U.S., and you have a brand that's almost six times larger than its next closest competitor, you don't necessarily have to have an MBA to say who's going to benefit if you have no legitimate competition in the marketplace.
FDA regulation of tobacco might also help Philip Morris if the company introduces the so-called safer cigarette it's reportedly developing. It's unlikely the FDA would issue a stamp of approval for such a cigarette, but the company hopes the agency might validate its claims about the product. The Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids' William Corr says whatever its motivation, he welcomes Philip Morris's support in the fight to gain FDA regulation of tobacco.
For years, United Tobacco Industry opposition has been an obstacle to passing FDA tobacco regulation. So if any one of these tobacco companies, for whatever reason, supports the legislation, it will only help move it forward in Congress.
The FDA oversight legislation stalled last fall in part because some Democrats feared it contained too many loopholes that would weaken FDA's authority. But backers believe that if those obstacles can be overcome, FDA regulation combined again with a tobacco buyout will have overwhelming support. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Paul Betwo.